Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome to Word Searching Radio on this risky December 12th, 2011. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're gonna try to make it hot tonight. As we know that, being winter and everybody's getting their, person that they need for the winter. You know how some people do. They go out and pick up somebody or something and just be with them for the winter, and then when spring comes, they let them go. Hopefully that's not your case, but if it is, then I guess that's on you. But here we are on Word Sex Radio, and we're going to be bringing our guest host, our guest on in a few minutes, Ms. Angie Daniels. But what I want to do is I just want to kind of let y'all know that, we got Christmas coming up, and hopefully everybody's not really trying to go out there and spend too much money, but we understand that we want you to have a good time. And if you are into buying some books, you can look online. All Red Snapper books right now are going for the low, low price of 99 cents on Kindle and Nook right now. So if you got that, or if you're planning on buying that for someone and you want them to have something to read, they can get all my titles up until the 31st of December for that low, low price. So we're going to do that. But without further ado, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get my co-host is here. Let's see, is Carmen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you doing this evening, Ms. Carmen?
I'm good. How is everybody?
Everybody's fine. It's just me and you right now. And we have our guest, but I'm going to bring it on in a few minutes. But I know Cotton is coming. I don't know if BV's going to make it because he's working a little late. But we'll just go on and do it because we got a fantastic guest. Actually, we got a surprise guest coming as well. But we have a fantastic guest that's right here, and I'm going to get her on right now. She's not feeling too good, so I'm not going to keep her on too long. But Ms. Angie, are you there?
I'm here. How are you doing?
How are you doing? It's good to have you on the show, and I really appreciate you coming on, even though you're
Thank
not feeling
you.
Good up there, because I know you up there were in Richmond, right?
Right. I guess that would be up for you, right?
Yeah. Well, it's up for me, yeah. Although I did live in that great state for 9 years, Richmond, Petersburg area, so
okay.
I do know a little bit about Henrico County and
okay.
Chesterfield and all of that. I got a little time
right.
up there.
Okay.
Actually, I have a couple of children living there.
Oh, a couple of children. Okay. Somebody need to be making a trip
okay.
through here is what
oh,
you're saying.
Oh, well, I am going to make one. I mean, I have a baby mama up there when I was in the military.
Okay.
And the kids are about grown now, but, they still talk to their father. And, I am in their life, even though I don't live there.
Okay,
but,
well, that's good. As long as you're in their lives, that's a good thing.
Exactly. So, Carmen, say hello to Miss Angie Daniels.
Hi, Miss Daniels. How are you?
I'm doing okay, pretty much. I'm sitting here. I got a killer sinus headache. I probably sound like a dude right now, so y'all have to forgive me because I'm still trying to talk sexy.
something.
It's probably not working.
Girl, let me tell you something. You always sexy. You should see what you look like. Everybody don't know what you look like, but I do. So you always going to be sexy in my book.
I appreciate
that. She said, oh, wow. must be something you hear all the time. Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a chance to go ahead and kind of let the listeners out there know who you are and what you have written and what's going on with you. And then we're going to go on ahead and kind of talk a little bit about that and then get into a couple of questions that we may have. That I have for you. And that by that time, we should have most of our people that's going to be on with us to, just kind of, give you some questions and stuff. So if you could do that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. So I'm author Angie Daniels. I also write as Sasha Campbell. She's my alter ego.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably the person
yes.
I need to start promoting a little bit more. Right now, with Angie Daniels, a lot of the stuff I've been doing is a lot of ebook publishing. That's just been a really big thing right now, and I've jumped on the bandwagon with that, and I'm loving it. Yeah, my newest release I've done is Say My Name. That's an erotic romance that I released, and so far, people seem to be filling that book.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about Say My Name here, so because one of the questions that was given to me to ask, and I need to see if the chat room is open. One of the questions that was given me was about writing erotica that we're going to get into is when you write erotica, what's the difference between erotica and porn writing? Of course, we know there's a difference. And then the other question that we're going to tackle is how does being an erotic author challenge you in a relationship. I don't know if you're married or not, but if you're not, how does that play a part in your in dating?
Okay. And you want me to answer that question now, or is it you
well,
somewhat late?
Let's go with the first one. Let's go with the difference between writing an erotic piece and making it mean something and then writing just straight-up sex, porn, or fucking, or whatever you want to call it.
I think it just...
You know, this is where sexy radio, you know, we talk shit on here. So, all right.
Well, see, since I was a romance writer first, I understand what's, you know, what the formula is for romance. So really all I'm doing is taking that and just taking it up a couple of notches. You know what I mean? So when it's just you meeting somebody, you fucking somebody, or opposed to you meeting somebody and you making love to somebody. So it's kind of, there is a difference. The same when you're meeting a dude, there is a difference. And right. So you can and a lot of it is you're still using the same wording and the language, and a woman's still like a man to talk to her, and I make sure my character is that man's always talking to the female. But it's that emotional piece that you add to it, and that's what makes a difference.
Okay.
At least that's the way I see it.
Well, you know, I think that's the way it should be, and that's what I try to do when I write my erotica as well. So that's good. I like that. So, Carmen, you got anything to say on that?
Oh, no, I agree completely about the relationships. That's what makes it so much different from porn.
Yeah, because I guess people get it mixed up because they see the sexual stuff, and if it's detailed, they think it's porn, but it's not. Like you said, the difference in that is the relationship part of it. You know,
right.
When I write erotica, I try to have the characters have some type of relationship that's going on, and the sex just carries it from one point to another, but it's not just about that. Now, most porn, of course, is just sex, and people are just doing it just to be doing something, although you can have that in erotica, but usually there's a meaning or something that's going on that drives that to happen.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people, they get it mixed up. And then you got the Christian fiction people that read that, and they really reading porn, but it's got Reverend Cucumber and Sister Cabbage or somebody in it, but it's still the same damn thing as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, but it makes them feel good because, you know, it's got the church, got the cross on the front or something like that.
Right.
And I'm not dogging Christian fiction, but, you know, let's just be real. Y'all reading that stuff just like that, too. So, So tell us a little bit about your new one that you just put out there, Say My Name. That's definitely a hot-ass title.
Well, thank you. Say My Name, I did something different because all of my other romances, I always wrote them in the third person. This romance, I wanted to do it differently. So I did it totally in the first point of view of the female, which gave
Sound like Closet Freak to me.
What did you say?
Sound like that could have been called Closet Freak to me. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. So it gives I think when you speak in the first person, you actually get into that character's head. So I wanted the people to be in this woman's head because she's a bougie black woman who's always grown up with the finer things in life. That's all she knows. Her mom has always told her to marry well. Mm-hmm. And what she ends up doing is
Southern
Well, not Southern because she's from St. Louis because that's not that Southern.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's from St. Louis.
Well, they country, though, because I done been there several times.
That country. I'm living in St. Louis, too, now. Just depends on what part of St. Louis you in. We got bougie black folks in St. Louis, too.
I know.
I'm from the South, so I do want the disclaimer out there that you can be non-Southern and still be country.
That's right.
And you can be Southern and not be country.
There is a difference.
That's what this show
was
about.
There is a difference, though. I think everywhere you go, you find something. Because I've been recently some places that I never thought I would put ghetto and country together, but I found a ghetto country. So, it's just, depends on where you're at. But St. Louis, no, everybody's not country. So I can at least say that about my folks.
I'm just playing.
Okay.
It wouldn't be fun if I just let you just say what you want to, right?
I should have known you was going to pick on me one way or the other.
You know that, and you sound better, so you don't even sound sick anymore, see? That's
I'm trying to talk right, because I don't want to be on the phone sounding real muffled and like, moaning, so.
Well, I tell you what, moaning is good. But let me see. I
should have known better than to say that with you. I got to learn to watch what I say around you.
That's right, a red snapper, erotic fiction, extraordinaire. But anyway, I got another partner. He's another author. I think this is him. I'm going to bring him in, and
okay.
we're going to all talk to you and see what's up with him. His name is, I think this is Darren Brunson. Darren, is this you?
Yeah, this is Darren.
Hey, man, how you doing, brother? I knew that was you. I just wanted
great.
To bring you on in.
I'm doing great.
And we're going to talk to you. See, we're breaking him in. Ladies, let me let you know. This is a new author that I've met here, and I'm breaking his ass in.
Okay.
Because he has a new book out. We'll talk about his book a little later. It's not erotica, but he's telling you about some things. But we're going to get into him a little bit later. But I just want to have another male to help me with these two women, you know, because
I
y'all ain't going to tag team me since DV ain't here. Okay, I got you. Okay, so well, DV is supposed to be here, but I think he said he had to work tonight because, you know, his other job, his day job, is keeping him busy with the Christmas stuff and everything going on. So he may not make it in, but if he does, we'll bring him in. And Cotton is supposed to be here as well. So, but getting back to my friend here, Miss Angie, who has this book about this bougie woman. Come on, continue. So how freaky is she?
Well, I mean, I think we all got a little freak in us. It just takes the right man to bring it out. And that's all it took for her.
So how much is she you, though? Because I know some of that shit is you.
Well, it's always going to be elements of me, but I can't tell you that.
I don't want you to tell me the whole thing. Just give me a little, give me something. You know what I'm saying? Just a little piece of it, you know.
See, now that goes to that other question you was asking about. What was the question? When you talk about the elements
of
what I write.
Okay, we'll segue. Okay, we'll go ahead and segue into that. We'll do that. All right.
Okay.
The question was... And I'm going to ask everybody, since and Derek's on here, tell me to get him. I just want to know, since you are an erotic fiction writer, and you know, I guess you're single or you're in some type of relationship, I don't know, but whatever that is, how does that affect your relationship? Because I can tell you how it affects mine. I'm single.
Well, I guess it's different for a female because a lot of men are intimidated by me. And a lot, because I'm a very aggressive woman, you know. I'm
okay.
dominant in the relationship, always have been. And
really?
Then when you write things like that, the men have a tendency to feel even more intimidated. And some
What's
of them are
sign?
Even hesitant.
What's your sign? I just want to know.
I'm a Pisces.
Okay. That lets me know a lot. Okay. So you're very dominant, and men are intimidated because if they think you know a whole bunch that they may not know, and they think they may be inadequate because
right.
Well, you know, that happens with men too, because I get that all the time with these women. They think, oh, I don't know if I can mess with Red Snapper. First of all, they think for some reason they think their sex is good enough that you're gonna write about them. Why, I don't know. Second, they think that you might know so much because you got this mind, you're always thinking this stuff. Even though you're writing about other characters, it's in you. It's a piece, it's elements of you there. So they're wondering, well, damn, how freaky is this dude? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I guess you're getting that.
Right. Oh, yeah, I get
So how does it affect, though? Do they expect more from you than the average woman, or do they,
I
they
think
say
a lot
less,
of times,
or what?
Yeah, I think a lot of times they expect more, or they think they have to do more to impress me.
Example. Give me an example. Something that somebody that didn't know you, somebody that didn't know you as an author writing these books, and somebody who did know the difference between how they treated you.
Well,
and then I'm going to let Carmen chime in, because I know she got some listening.
Well, somebody not knowing that I'm one, then I have less of that feel of intimidation, because then they thinking they running the show, which, you know, I shut that down real quick. Sorry.
Yeah. I know you do. You have made that adamant point that you definitely run shit. I
it's not intentional. It's just the way I am.
Oh, no, you like it. You're a Pisces. Anyway, I'm a Virgo, just so you know. All right.
But, you
so
know,
you running shit.
Well, usually if they don't know, then they think, you know, they'll try to be more the aggressor. But if they know, then they seem to step back a little bit. And act like they need to feel me out a little, or they say, I'm going to give you something to write about. And before the night over, you're going to have some new material. And I'm thinking, ooh.
Don't you think they get strong when they say that?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, you
really
don't step up your game.
That's a failure, huh?
right. That's exactly what they do, Carmen.
Exactly.
They're talking too much then.
Yeah, it's silly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, okay, all right, so you got so much shit that you can do. All right. All right, so now here we go.
So then it becomes a challenge to me at that point because it's like, okay, let me see what you got.
And then when they don't perform, what do you do?
You know, I
let his ass know.
I try to be nice.
You know, he didn't eat the pussy right or something. You, nigga, but he didn't eat the shit right.
Well, yeah, that. I mean, I think most women let a man know that. I ain't into that faking stuff. I'm sorry. I never have been.
Right.
And now that I'm getting older, I don't have time to waste. So it's easier to just let people know immediately so we're not wasting each other's time.
Well, I tell you what, I'm 50 and I ain't got time. If you can't fuck or you can't suck, then just, you know, keep the fuck on, you know.
Right.
It's just like that. Just don't have time. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
So you think that people treat you differently because they know you are this, because you are a fabulous writer. Just in case y'all didn't know, people out there, this woman is phenomenal. Y'all need to get her books. She has, how many, you got about 20 books out now?
Yeah, about 25.
Yeah, y'all need to get her
stuff.
Yeah, because
I have my Sasha Campbell book. So.
Okay, how many Sasha Campbell books do you have?
I have two. The third one comes out in April, Scandals.
Okay. Are these all erotica?
I don't call them erotica. They're not erotica. They just have erotic elements.
Okay, so
they're
what do
not-
you call them? I want to know what you call them.
Now, these
because
books are a little more urban.
Okay, so it's a little urban.
Yeah, my Sasha Campbell books are a little more urban.
So
the
like,
sex is a little more. What did you say?
Rougher. I mean, I was saying, you're saying the sex is a little bit more what? Then I'll comment what I was.
Maybe a little more explicit.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
You think urban hood is more explicit than regular ass niggas that work in the corporate world and fuck like a motherfucker swinging from chandeliers? That's the way I write. You know, that's the shit I write.
Well, you know, when you write romance, you got certain rules that you have to abide by with regular romance. You can't be saying all that sucking, fucking, licking. You can say it, but you got to say it a different way.
Yeah,
whereas
you
in the other books, you can just
her flowers and shit like all
that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Shit, right? Yeah,
you
gotta
flower it a little bit more.
Oh, yes, I got you.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Now, Derek, you know you can speak, brother. You ain't got to sit back and just listen.
Well, you know, I'm listening.
If you got a question, brother, you go ahead on and ask,
okay?
All right. And because Angie don't give a fuck, she'll tell you. No,
you're right.
So, okay. So, yeah. But, most of my stuff, I don't know if you read any of my stuff, but, like, most of the stuff I do, I nothing wrong with urban. I the urban genre, urban fiction is great and the elements it has. And the only reason why I don't write it is because, you know, I think you have to live that thing to kind of do it. Not that you got to really be a drug dealer or nothing like that, but I don't just feel comfortable writing about that. I can write probably some gangster stuff, but as far as me being a drug dealer and go to jail, I come back and my woman's with the other drug dealer that took over my shit and all this. I mean, it's enough people doing that. I don't need to write that. So that's why I write about the corporate world, doctors, lawyers, you know, they out here freaks and shit at night. Like this book I got, Seductive Company, is about this one lady who she's a businesswoman by day and at night she's a damn call girl. I mean, you know, just shit that she wants to do. You know, it's just stuff like that. So I'm sure from what I've read of your stuff, you know, you have stuff like that. And so Sasha Campbell is more, kind of give me an example of what you mean by her being more urban.
Well, I guess the language is a lot more. You know what I mean? It's more relaxed. Exactly how we talk, that's the way I write the book kind of thing. Instance, with Suspicions, the main scene for that is a beauty salon. So you got the male, the guy, he's just got out of jail. He's the one who's doing the women's toes, So it's his storyline, what's going on with him. Then you got the actual beautician.
He's a man in my home heart. Right.
Yeah, see?
I love feet.
There you go. And the women love him playing with their feet. Everybody
I
wants
know
Chauncey.
They do. I'm glad it ain't no damn no Asian motherfucker. Nothing against it. Please, y'all, don't get mad.
No.
I shouldn't have said it like that. Damn.
I don't know, because we all love him. So you can say what you want to say. I'm going to be there on Friday.
But you know something? My first wife was Asian, so I can't even say that. You know what I'm saying? Korean like a mug. Anyway. But, you know, I can't even go with that because, you know, but when you go to these places, most of the time, that's who's doing your feet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends where you go. But getting back to the story, so Chauncey is not gay. But
no,
he likes
absolutely
fucking
not.
Feet. He fucks with him.
Right.
Okay, so he gets them all toe up with their feet, and then he goes on up and do everything else.
You're correct.
Okay. And then you said there was a beauty salon person. And like I said, we're not going to get into the story, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we have
the
beautician. We have the receptionist. I mean, you got the storyline with everybody that's kind of circling around that beauty shop.
Right.
You know, and that's the storyline there. It's all about this baby that pops up, and they want to find out whose baby is it. So the whole story runs around that.
And this is available on Kindle and stuff right now?
Yeah, Suspicions. That one's out right now.
I think I'm going to... How much is it going for? I'm going to go and get that.
On Kindle, I think is... And I don't set the prices, but Kindle, I think, is $7.32.
Right.
Yeah, this is courtesy of Kindle Books, so I don't have anything to do with what Kindle sets the prices for.
Right. So tell us about that experience, writing for a mainstream publishing company. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, I mean, I've written for, you know, Harlequin as well, so, you know, BET Arabesque, you know, and I've written for Kensington for the Defina line. So, I mean, it has its ups and downs. The good things are, you know, places like Kensington, they can get your books. They have wonderful distributors. So your books are on the shelves at, you know, at Walmart and Costco's and, you know, places like that. So those are the beauty of it. You know, of course, you still have to do a lot of marketing yourself, which
that's without nothing to be said on that.
Right. I mean, that's just part of, you know, what we have to do. But I mean, it has its ups and downs. I mean, only downfall to me right now with, you know, writing for mainstream is you got deadlines that you got to stick to. You know, that's probably the biggest thing. Whereas when you're doing your own thing freelance, I mean, you're on your own time schedule and everything.
Right.
So, I mean, covers, I don't like the cover of Suspicions, but, you know, I didn't have any control over that. They picked the cover.
Right.
I think she looked hood. My story ain't that hood. So, you know.
You know,
wait,
and that's,
from hood
and the reason
into ghetto?
What did you say,
and,
Carl?
And the reason why.
They crossed from hood into ghetto on you?
Yeah, I mean, they took me there. That wasn't where I was trying to go. That's just how they kind of put me there, so.
Well, see,
yeah,
and see, that's the reason why I wanted you to explain. That's the reason why I wanted you to explain that, so that those aspiring writers out there know the difference between, you know, doing the independent publishing as versus, you know, with a mainstream publishing company, which is both are good avenues of doing it. You know,
right.
I'm not saying one is better than the other, but what I'm saying is, you know, a lot of companies are just don't give you that creativity as if you did when you're on your own. But like I said, it just depends on which way you want to go. You know, you can do it. Either way is a great way. And like you said, the distribution, mostly everybody that I talk to that has dealt with mainstream, distribution has always been the plus, and everything else has always been the minus. But I just wanted to hear what you had to say on it. You know, and like I said, it's great. Like all the, So how do you think you're going to stay with the company and continue to go with them? Or?
I think I probably will for a while, you know, because, I mean, the beautiful thing is with me as Angie Daniels, I had the opportunity to do, 17 books through publishing houses before I went independent. And what helped me is that I built an audience during all that time. So when I went to self-publishing, my audience moved with me. So that that was the plus for me. So now with Sasha Campbell, I'm building a brand new audience because in the beginning I didn't tell people that Sasha Campbell and Angie Daniels was the same person because I was building a new audience. Now I'm at the point where I'm like, you know, well, fuck it. That's me too. So y'all can go buy that book as well.
And you should. And that's the damn, that's the right way to do that shit because, you know, it's just a good marketing ploy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's nothing wrong with that at all. You want to do that and you get that audience following you. There's a lot of authors that write like that, because I tried to do that with my, I had another pseudonym as well. When I was writing the paranormal side, I was using R.J. Leonard, but, you know, a lot of people just love Red Snapper, so fuck it, he's writing paranormal, erotica, and all that shit, too, so fuck it.
There you go.
But, you know, that's just the way it is, and it's good. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you know, I think that, you know, however way you want to bring it, Sasha Campbell, that sounds great to me. You know, I would, you know, either way I'd read you because I know how good your work is. So, you know, I would do that and get that following and, you know, get it going. And, you know, that's what it's all about. And I think that people need to know that, you know, marketing is always going to be you. I mean, you have to do that. I don't care how big a company you're with. You have to get your brand out there, which is you.
But to get
yourself out there so people know who you are. So now they're building two sides of you, which is your alter ego, the Sasha Campbell.
Correct.
And you know, they made her as hood as hell, but you got to remember who the people are that's doing it. You know, they don't understand, so they're going to make that shit look like what they think hood is. You know what I mean? So Let's just be real with that. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. So, but when you're doing it yourself, then you can put your own face on your own product.
Right.
So,
and that's what I'm trying to do now. Because with Say My Name, that's the first book that I did under my own publishing house, which I'm slowly launching that now. Right now, the only person I'm publishing is me. But at some point, I hope to start acquiring authors and, you know, branching out.
Okay.
Well,
hey,
I'm sure you can do it. I mean, okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, now you said you got to do some more. You got to do your marketing. You know, you were a traditional publisher. You got to do some on your own.
Right.
When you do that, what exactly do you mean? Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, well, what I do is once they get done with my final proof, they send me advanced copies of my books, and I start sending them out for reviews.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of that.
And I do a lot of that. They give me usually about 50 copies of my books in advance, and I'll send them off to people I know who's going to write reviews for me. And you just have to, you know, find out who those people are, because otherwise everybody will just ask for a copy of your book, and they're not going to write you a review.
See,
I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
And they'll be like, I got a free goddamn book and shit. Oh, yeah.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah, and that's you just want to start getting that word of mouth out there. And I'm going to tell you, one of the biggest supporters are our black book clubs. You want to get them on board because they're going to buy your books.
Exactly. And another thing, too, is I found since I do this radio show that Simon & Schuster and a lot of companies send me books of their authors that they want to possibly come on the show. I get free books all the time from different companies. So, you know, they send them to me. I look at them, and then we decide if we're going to do it. And plus, one of the girls that was one of the people that did it was an AKA. She's a soror, so you know I'm an alpha, so she kind of helps me in that aspect. But
okay,
you know, it's just it's what we got.
You was gonna get hurt.
What? Are you an AKA?
Of course, and I thought she was about to say something ugly about my soror. You was gonna get hurt.
Girl, I'm an alpha. I can't dog AKAs even though I'm a one. You know what I'm saying? I'm A5A all the way. But anyway. I think we got Galvin. He's the other author that's coming on tonight, Mr. Claremont. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you calling from? Because he was having issues earlier. You calling from out of the country, right? Okay, you're coming in muffled, man. We can't hear you, brother.
No,
we can't hear you. You're coming in kind of messed up, distorted there. Yeah, that's not going to work, brother. I'm sorry. I know you're calling. He's calling from out of the country. He lives, I think it's either Panama or something like that, one of the countries like that. And I don't want to say the wrong
one. That's what he gets for showing off.
Well, you know, he's an erotic author as well. And hopefully we can get him in where he can talk a little bit, too. He's new in the game as well, and we'll try to get him.
You should invite us to Panama where we can do a live.
There you go.
And we wouldn't have these issues.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. Well, we can go.
I lived there 2 years, so believe me, I can go back any day.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So you enjoyed living down in the Caribbean?
Carmen has a passport and will travel.
I did. I was. My ex-husband was military.
Oh, your ex-husband was military. Is that why you ended up in Richmond?
No, that's another story. But we're not going to go there.
Yeah, okay, we won't. We ain't going there. Uh-oh. You don't want
to
talk about this
yet,
okay?
You need to stay out of her business.
I'm only interested in her
business.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm going to stay out of your business, but only because, see, only reason why I was interested because it was that 804 number. You know, I got that connection. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
plus,
damn,
I like
that's
it.
Right.
And
I did call from
cool.
the house, didn't I?
Why? You know, you. I ain't saying your number, but, you know, I mean, put it like this. I like you. You cool. So I like talking shit with you. So that's the reason why I do it. You know, it's what it is. So, and of course, Carmen wants to. She wants to. What's that word that when people be intimidating? I ain't gonna say intimidating, but she wants to procrastinate. Not procrastinate. I can't even get the right word. But anyway, she wants to make stuff. There you go. That's the word I'm looking for. You know, yeah, you are. Right. You
Carmen
thought I was gonna dog
angel.
You?
No, Carmen is an angel. Carmen is an angel.
She's an angel.
Yes,
she
is. She has references.
Okay. So what stuff are you working on now? You just put this book out. Are you kind of done for the year and getting ready to start? Are you going to do any touring or what's
I rarely tour. I do book clubs when people ask, and I do have a couple of those I'm doing this month. I just did one last weekend. But I have a book due the 15th of December, and I got 10 pages written. So,
oh, shit. You're gonna have to get off of here, and you're gonna have to get the fucking.
I know.
The 15th of December, 2011.
Yeah, the book's due, and I'm yeah. Mhm.
Okay, oh, it's today. Is the day the 12th? Did I not say the day was the 12th?
Well. Oh damn.
All day.
Oh man.
Oh damn. Okay.
So Angie, is that book?
Almost 10 o'clock. So the 12th is gone.
So Angie, is that book for Kensington or who is it?
Yeah. That's book four, my Sasha Campbell book. It's called Sneaky. And
Sneaky?
Yeah.
Well, you being sneaky with this shit. You keeping it low.
Because I ain't letting them know it's not ready either. They're going to have to call them ass for that one.
Yeah.
I was
going to say,
what's going
to be sneaky is if you actually get down by the 15th. That
way you're
sneaky.
See, I told you she was, see, there she go. I told you she was that way. And she trying to act like she don't do that, see.
Oh,
that's all right.
My goodness.
That's okay, baby. It's okay. You know, that's why I like to get on it.
That's why she laughs.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We got to tell you about Carmen. Carmen's nickname is the Trashy Diva.
I see that.
Not the Trashy Diva.
Trashy Book Diva, okay. That's her nickname.
Okay,
but before we go any further, let me let some people know. So any of y'all that want to call in that's listening, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. This is Grown Folks Radio, and we talk shit, as you know, on this show. So we got a couple of people here. I don't know if they have a question, but I'm going to see area code 973. Do you have a question?
Hi, Red. This is Gwen Carter. How are you?
Hello, Gwen Carter. Am I doing what I always do? Am I messing up or what?
No. You're very good. I was listening to you when you were talking with Kai and Tony also.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they invited me on to talk, and I was on their show for about 30 minutes today, and it was a good little interview. You know, they were talking about erotica and stuff like that, so and I kind of got those questions from them, you know, the difference between erotica and porn.
Yeah,
and all that. So that was pretty good, and I guess they get that as well. So, do you have a question for Angie?
No, but I'm going to start reading your book. You know, I have to get into that. You know, You have to have a mindset to read. You know, erotica. Well, at least that's my way of thinking. But you know, I'm going to get into it. I'm going to start reading it.
And now
know.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Why do you think you have to have a mindset? See, everybody's so scared that erotica is going to just take them somewhere they don't want to go.
No, it's, you know what? It's my upbringing. I'm sorry.
And we can talk about that, too. We got a whole another hour and a half.
Yeah, my father's a minister. My brother's a minister.
See,
you know,
did I not say the church?
Yep, first
I said
dead,
that
last
shit.
Lead, you know, so, I mean, it's like, you know, oh, that's bad stuff. You can't, no. You know, so it's up there in the brain, you know, and
it sure is.
But you know what? I'm like, hey, I'm a Pisces, so I mean, is there something I'm supposed to be letting my hair down and letting loose? And is there something I'm supposed to be doing?
Hell yeah, because y'all freaks, and y'all want to be, so don't even try it. Everybody thinks Scorpio is the only one as a freak, but that's bullshit. Anyway.
Here's the thing,
okay.
Gwen. I think that the Kindle, the advent of technology, has made it so much easier to read erotica without
it
everybody doing your business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can read that. Nobody knows what you're doing. They think you're on an iPad or something.
Yeah.
You could be reading and getting hot and shit and be all up in the damn Barber's Beauty Shop and, you know, motherfuckers be like, damn, What's wrong with you? You know, whatever. You know,
right.
It has its goods and its bads to it. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I'm going to read your book because I was so busy, and then with Andrea being sick because she had this bad virus, so read it, and I'm going to let you know by next week. You know, just what happened.
So, which book are you talking about? You talking about me, or are you getting one of Angie's books, or
no,
both
the one
of
you
us?
Gave
you with all of us. Oh yeah, okay. Well, you need to go on and read that.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good company. Which one did I give you?
I don't know
which one I gave you.
Secret, something or other.
The Peculiar Ones or something? You know, that's the erotic vampire book. See, I'm trying to jump on that bandwagon since all these damn vampires and shit, you know. See, this is what I do, and we're going to get back to Angie here in a minute, but this is what I do. I write to readers. I don't write to just African-Americans or black folks. I write to people who want to read. So if they want to read about somebody fucking, vampires biting and fucking and shit, guess what? I'm going to write this shit so I can make that money. because that's what it's all about. It ain't about, it's who wants to read. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with me just sticking with black people and see, that's something that we got to stop doing, you know, and not you personally, but I mean, a lot of us, you know, we just want to just write to our people, urban fiction. I mean, damn. You know, that's why I always put multiple types of people in my books. I don't have just black people. I put different races and do all kinds of stuff because I'm trying to get everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to get her books also. You know, once she gives the web address and everything, I'm gonna have to, you know.
She's good.
I'm trying to, you know, let my hair down and be a little, you know.
And there's nothing wrong with it. If you get a little freaky, it's okay, baby.
Find that inner freak. That's all it is.
That's right. That's all it is. That's what it's about. And when you do, we
now
write your story. Me and Angie will do that.
Doing all of this, hey, I'm all for it then.
Yeah.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Now, I think we got Galvin again. Are you here, brother?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Oh, now we got you. That's good. Glad to have you, my brother.
Yeah.
I know it's technical difficulties.
So we'd have to come to Panama.
We still can come to Panama. Where you at, though? Where you calling from?
Calling from Trinidad and Tobago.
Trinidad, okay.
Oh,
I didn't say that.
Okay.
Don't sound like no Panamanian that I know. Okay.
Okay, Trinidad and Tobago. Okay, I got you,
okay.
Bro. Okay, so now that you're here and you're the other author, tell everybody who you are and let's kind of like talk about your book for a minute because you just came out with this damn. Oh, this, I'm going to let you explain it. Go ahead, brother.
All right, cool. Well, like I say, you know, I write erotica as well as romance. And also, well, basically now getting into the erotica, so to speak. I have three books so far. Like one, which is just a romance poetry book. Another, which is an erotic poetry book. A third ebook that I put out, which is a collection of erotic short stories. And in about 3 weeks' time, I will be putting out my first novel, which will be erotic novel.
Stop talking right there, bro. Stop. All you women that's out there listening right now, y'all shit's weird as fuck, ain't it? Because I know y'all listen to this accent he got. I know y'all.
Oh, okay. I thought I got cut off.
No, you still here. You know something? I know y'all listening, all the women out there in radio land, I know y'all listening to this man's voice. And I'm telling you, he's probably tearing y'all ass up because he's talking with the accent. It's killing me.
No, I'm loving the accent.
See what I'm saying? So I don't even have to
I'm laying here on the bed with my eyes closed. So, yeah.
Just don't play with your shit, okay? Now, look, Angie, don't play don't play with it while you're on here, okay? You can wait until after the show. Are we sticking no toys and nothing that stuff? Okay? Yeah. Okay, all right.
Angie, you're grown. That's
right.
It's yours anyway, right? Okay.
That's right.
All right. Go ahead, Gavin. I'm sorry, brother.
The need arises.
How am I going to control her? What the hell is wrong with me? I can't do that. That's not something I can do. I have no control. She already said the men she fuck with don't control nothing. She runs it, so, you know.
That's right.
That's just the way it is. Now, we got Cotton. She's on the line. How you doing, Miss Cotton?
Hey, how's everybody?
We talking shit. We need you. Say hi to Angie and Galvin.
Hi, Angie.
Am I saying your name right, Galvin?
Hi, Cotton.
Guyvin. Yeah, Guyvin.
Okay, so who's Guyvin? You haven't even introduced us to Guyvin.
Go ahead, Guyvin. Introduce yourself. He's an author. Do your thing. They want to hear your voice. Don't talk shit.
My name is Guyvin Clement. From Trinidad. I'm 26 now.
He's a baby.
Besides writing, I'm also studying law as well.
Hey, you're going to be a lawyer.
Well, I mean, I prefer to hopefully see my dreams of being a writer come to pass, you know, before I am actually finished with law studies and go on to being a lawyer. But my mom likes the idea of me being a lawyer as well as a writer.
Okay,
so,
nothing wrong with it.
So just finishing off.
So you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be fucking everybody, huh? I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. That shit was right there. I'm sorry. I know that was terrible, but it was right there. Okay.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
I think that went over his head.
It did, it did. So you, let me ask you, Galvin, because I hope I'm saying your name right.
Yeah.
You being 26 years old and you writing erotica and stuff, do you think at the age that you are and the experience that you have being in Trinidad, Tobago and all of that, that you bring to the table experiences of erotic bliss?
Well,
I read your book, so I know what's up. So I'm not telling nobody. I just want you, I want to see what you're going to say.
Well, my stories are not a reflection of my personal experiences. Clearly, I'm more conservative in my, you know, social life. You know, I don't really date a lot and stuff like that. Actually, 2011 was really just there to establish myself as a writer.
Uh-huh.
So I sort of a party in stuff, you know, real dating and all this kind of stuff, and I just kind of honed in on my talent, which is writing, and just focused on that this year. Because I basically started writing. I basically started writing erotica like middle of last year.
Why erotica?
I don't know.
You chose any genre.
The entire story of it is like I'd gotten deleted off of Facebook, right? And that was like a Saturday night, and I was home, and I was just like, you know, hearing about Zane and hearing about these other erotic writers, and I was like, you know, let me just type up an erotic story and put it up on Facebook, because I was now restarting my Facebook account and stuff like that. And I put it up, also printed copies and carried it in work, and next thing you know, women were going in and out of the copying room and were printing out all sorts of copies. Everybody was reading the story that I wrote, and everybody liked it and all kinds of stuff. And I got a good response on Facebook, and I was like, unless it have a market for this. And then when I did more research into Zane and Joan Dickey and all these other popular writers, and I realized, you know, it have a market for erotica, and I was like, well, okay, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, ladies, y'all get to talk to him now. Go ahead.
Carmen, you want to jump in?
Come on, lady. Y'all can't be scared of this brother now.
Oh,
come
well,
on,
yeah, he was saying he was
ain't nobody scared.
Right.
Shit, y'all ain't saying nothing, hell.
I didn't want
to
scare him, so I was just trying to think what would be appropriate.
See, Angie, I don't want you to come at him because you're gonna fuck him up. So don't do that, okay?
That's why I was letting the ladies
I want to let Carmen do it, and then let soft spoken poet come in, and she's going to fuck his ass up, and then you can just get him, okay? Brother, I ain't trying to get you in trouble, but you got to get this, okay? That's what happens on Word Sexy Radio.
Okay.
So go ahead, Carmen. You start
it
off.
I have friends from Trinidad and Tobago, and they claim that all of the men are freaks, freaks. So I'm having a hard time buying this in my social life. I'm very conservative.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I've heard stories that literally made my toes curl, and I write erotica, so you're going to have to come a little better than in my social life. I'm very conservative.
No, okay. Honestly, like, really, I'm different than regular guys. And because of, like, 25 and going on to 26, and, you know, I looked at where I was in my life, and I was like, you know, I really need to do something positive with myself. And that's why I sort of locked off everything, put myself in a bubble, and was just basically writing for almost the whole year, besides studying. I mean, it was just like prioritizing. I reached the point in my life where I had to prioritize my goals, what I wanted to achieve, as opposed to partying and enjoying myself and all those types of stuff. So now that I've achieved my goals in terms of finishing my books, putting it out, also finishing my first novel, I could probably enjoy 2012. But honestly, I'm not like the typical Trinidadian man then, who, as you so eloquently put it, are freaks.
Are you making
funny me, God.
No.
Really?
Did you call me unladylike for saying freaks?
Yeah, he just fucked you up.
Yeah. That's okay.
So
I'm not striving to be a lady. I'm a woman. I don't need to be a lady.
No. I said you put it, like, you know, eloquently now, you know, that Trinidad, yeah, men, you know, they are real freaks now, but I'm just saying I'm not the typical Trinidadian man.
So what's wrong with your ass? No, I'm just playing. Okay.
That's a damn. I'm sitting there going, damn.
Okay, so who got a question?
Me up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying now. Who got a question now? Okay, Cotton, I know you got some shit to say. Go ahead, baby.
I have a question. I'm trying to figure out, what are we getting on him about? He's not,
well, this brother writes, okay.
Well, he said he writing erotic, so we're trying to understand where all this comes from.
Three, exactly. He got three books. This brother got three books. He's studying law.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He's a member of the Wine and Book Club that I have online. He's been bragging about his books and putting out the shit. He's this erotic writer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've read some of his stuff, and he writes very well. He's good. But...
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that he ain't the freak that he's writing about.
Oh. So.
So you are undercover, is what it is.
Where are you getting these stories from?
Right.
Right.
He's 26, Carmen. He's 26, Cotton. He's 26.
And he's still a baby. Oh.
Right. How much sexual experience do you have?
No, hold up. But the deviant is at 13, so now I can't give him age.
You know, technically, I shouldn't even be having a conversation with you.
Right. He's just a baby.
But he's an author. He's authorized. He's an author. He's studying law.
But here he is. He's supposed to be studying. And while he's got his books and he's sitting there studying, supposed to be taking notes, instead he's writing erotic poetry. So where is it coming from? It's got to be something going on.
Honestly, I just have a very vivid
imagination.
Imagination that just, okay, for instance, like I was telling you about what happened when I printed my first story, right? My first erotic story, and I took it to work, and women were all printing it and reading it, and they were really enjoying it. That, watching and observing that sequence of events led to a story which I wrote called The Copying Room, which is actually about a lady reading one of my short stories, and, you know, she enjoyed herself.
Hey, you can say what you want on here, man. You can cuss, okay?
Yeah,
you
don't have to be so
cuss,
elegant.
Right? Yeah, you can cuss. You can say she started masturbating her. She played with her ass or something. You know, you can say that.
He's a good boy. He doesn't do that.
Uncles, and my uncles right now making the call now. So
I'm messing with you, man. Don't take it personal, okay? Don't take it personal.
Yeah, I do.
So Gavin.
Okay, yeah.
Gavin?
Yeah.
So what you're saying, I'm just trying to make sure I understand. You're writing based off of things that you'd like to be able to do?
Probably, I would say, yeah.
Okay. Explain.
Okay, so now that's different.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of things that some of us are missing in our life that we write about because it's what we desire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at 26, you're desiring a whole lot.
Right. A whole lot.
Okay.
A whole lot of masturbation, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of jacking off. He's jacking his shit. But anyway, all right. Hey, Derek. Don't be yes, trying sir. To stay in the background, brother. You need to bring yourself to the front. What do you think about this?
This
brother's jacking off writing books.
Ask the
question, brother. Go ahead.
Are they based in Trinidad or are they in the United States? Or, you know, what's the backdrop for most of the books? Because I haven't read any. Okay, well, like I said, one is a romance poetry book. That's like just pure romance, not erotica.
Yeah.
Right? That's like romance.
Okay, but where is it based at? United States or in your home?
Oh, no, well, all my books are available on e-books right now. I don't have any printed.
No, where are your stories? Where are your stories being told? What city?
Oh,
what city?
I tell it. I tell it from all over. Sometimes some of my stories is from, like, the States, some from Trinidad. My first novel, though, I based it in Trinidad, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a good friend that used to live in Trinidad and Tobago, and he told me the carnival is when it's popping up there. It's a girl on each arm. He always told me to get up there. Girl on each arm, man.
So are you writing about the carnival and shit? The carnival. Our version of that is in New Orleans. It's called the damn Mardi Gras.
Yeah, Mardi Gras. I know about Mardi Gras and stuff. But actually, not this novel, but a novel I plan to do late next year will showcase a lot more of Trinidad's diverse culture. Because I mean, it's not just Trinidad; it's Trinidad and Tobago, so it's like a twin island republic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So are these like love stories, or is this some wild ass sex? That's what I want to know. Shit.
It's love. I was reading little bits and pieces. What I saw, it's really love. It's beautifully
love,
written.
Written. Well, look, I have read. I'm not lying. I did read his stuff, and he has some eloquent stuff, but it's more harlequin though. It's not some.
Yeah, it's
like
not
some
hard.
Shit I be writing about
erotic.
Some beats and pussy and licking some ass and all that. It ain't like that.
No, it's beautifully written.
I think it's something different to the erotica genre.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So,
Darren is tripping. I know he is. Anyway.
So Red, you said he's got some more licking ass in there. He needs a little bit more sex and some licking some ass.
He ain't doing that. He's talking about
with
Susie and shit.
Have
and no, it ain't none of that, no.
No, it's nothing like that.
It ain't like Angie talking about strapping a bitch down and tying her up and
fucking her with a dildo.
No shit like that.
Nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, with a dildo. It ain't nothing like that, no.
Busting it wide open.
Angie be cheating. You have a ball in your mouth and shit and a dick in your ass. You can't stop it. It's all kinds of shit, you know. No, that's what she wrote.
That's what she wrote.
But, you know, I appreciate you, brother. I really do. I'm glad that you're doing that because there's a place for it. You know, there's a place for all types of writing. And what you're doing, we're not dogging you, so don't take it like that.
Yeah.
What we're doing is we're telling you that there's a place for what you have, and I think you should continue to do that. And just because you're young doesn't mean you don't know a lot, but you don't. But anyway, it's just that you just need to continue to do what you're doing, and because you write well. You write well.
Yeah,
you
write it poetically where you have to, like the one title.
Right, you should be publishing.
Yeah. Because one he has that said, the raft that tasted my waters last night. I was like, whew.
Oh, yeah.
I like the title.
That's tough. Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah,
so I know what you're talking about. You just ain't saying it, but I know what you're talking about.
Well, that's probably like the essence of my writing then.
Mm-hmm.
I like
we love that, though.
Okay,
and that's good.
At,
and you keep doing it, okay?
Right.
Okay, you're looking at a raft going down a river and you're thinking about the after sex, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, and actually I used that raft reference, so to speak, raft on waters, to do one of my sex scenes that I have in my upcoming novel.
Okay, so instead of just saying dick and pussy, you're going to use raft and water. Is what you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
That goes back to harlequin.
Right.
The rose petals that I have between my legs are, you know, and some people get off on that. Can you believe some people actually get hot over that shit? But that's them. Anyway, it's nothing wrong with that. I'm just a straight out raw ass motherfucker. Anyway, but that's good,
Red, you keep ignoring me.
I
think you're doing it on purpose. I have a Facebook question for you.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
Someone on Facebook told me to ask you if you want to molest him.
Huh? Do I want to molest him?
I
want to molest.
What are we talking about?
Wait a minute. Say this again.
What are we talking about?
Wait, I'm going to read you the question directly. Ask Red if he wants to molest him.
Is this
wonder
or a man?
Getting hot. Is he turning you on, Red?
Just so y'all know, Red Snapper is all male. Red Snapper loves pussy. Okay, Red Snapper is a pussy eating fucking motherfucker. He does not like men. Just so y'all know, don't want nothing in my ass. Don't want to stick it up in nobody's ass unless it's a female that wants it in her ass. Ain't got nothing to do with that. So to answer your question, hell no.
And just to clarify, 100% woman. Okay.
Thank you, Gavin,
thanks
Gavin,
buddy,
for clearing that up.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Clear
thank
that
you for clearing that up, because we,
clear that shit up.
He said that he loves women. He doesn't love men, and I'm glad
right.
he cleared that up, because for some reason somebody out there is getting hot thinking Red Snapper want to be with a man, but that's okay.
Who else is asking me that question?
That damn DV, what did he get on the show? I'm going to get his ass. But anyway, that's all good.
But
all right, so.
Like him? Well, I was saying, like he names the books now.
Okay.
Romance.
So how can people get your books? Okay, you say all your books, are they all e-books, or how can you get your books?
They're e-books, so they're available on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So the romantic poetry book is called Interludes of the Heart.
Interludes of the Heart. Okay. See, all those sound so harlequin. I love that, though. They sound so
mm-hmm.
harlequin. I can see the old-ass white woman reading it right now and playing with her shit while she's reading The Rose Petal and in Trinidad, wishing they had a brother on them and shit. You know, I mean, let me stop. Anyway.
The erotic book is called Seductive Scenes and Sensual Signals, Volume 1. The erotic collection of short stories is called Seductive Scenes and... Yeah, Seductive Scenes, Sensual Signals, Volume 2.
Now, what about the one you did,
Seductive Saints and Sensual Sinners.
Yeah. What about that one? That's the one that I was, had read some of. Yeah. So.
All those three books are available on Amazon.com. They are 99¢ US.
Okay.
Oh, you're doing that, too. You taking advantage of that 99-cent bill, too.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid right now, y'all.
Speaking of that,
you,
why
I
your
thank
books,
y'all for writing.
Red Snapper. Why your books on Barnes & Noble are more than your books on Amazon? See, I got a problem with that because I got
Barnes
and
Noble. If you want me to go change them for you, baby, I'll do that. But see, Barnes & Noble be bullshitting. But anyway.
The reason why my
I shouldn't have said
Barnes
that. I'm sorry, Gavin. What did you say?
Yeah, no,
I said that.
Is that Gavin?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My books aren't available on Barnes & Noble because I would need to have a U.S. address. Like,
oh, you had to have a U.S. address for that one. That's right.
Angie,
okay.
Angie, you want to make them 99¢ on Barnes & Noble so you can get them?
Well, they're supposed to be the same price on both.
Well,
I got Nook, then I can just download them all onto my Nook, see?
Look, I'm going to go change that shit just because you want them that way.
Okay, do it for me.
I don't do that for everybody.
Do it for me, boo.
I'm going to do it for you because you want to get them and shit.
Okay.
I'll go ahead. Or I can just send you the damn books online. I mean, you ain't even, I'll
no,
just send
I like
them
on my Nook because I can lay in bed with the lights off with the Nook on, see?
Oh, shit. Okay. Let me go to Barnes & Noble right now and change that. Let me go change that shit right now. Puppet, where are you? Okay, let's go and change the price of these books so that she can lay there with her motherfucking shit open.
Alright. Project novel that I have coming up. The name of that one is called Reality, Dreams, and Nightmares.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be coming out during the first week of January.
Okay.
So how many books do you have already that's available?
Three available right now.
Three,
okay.
And I have a fourth one coming out like in about 3 weeks time, you could say.
Okay.
But that book is like erotic thriller in terms of it has a lot of suspense and drama and stuff in it. Actually, the prologue is up on Facebook for anybody who wants to read it. And I'll be uploading the first three chapters of the book before it comes out. Just to get an idea as to what it's about.
Now, is this poetry or is this an actual book this time?
No, a novel.
A novel, okay. So this will be your first novel then?
Yeah. This will be my Christmas.
Okay, great.
When you say erotic thriller, can you kind of elaborate a little bit on what you actually mean? Are we going to be saying, are we going to see some words in this motherfucker?
There are, you know, a mix in terms of, I try to balance it off. In terms of, I try to be poetic and stuff, but also wanted people to know what it is I'm talking about.
Okay.
And
I got you. I'm just messing with you. I got you, man.
Yeah, but it is suspenseful. I try to, at the end of each chapter, I work really, really hard on, in terms of ending my chapters on a high so that you want to read the other chapter.
Right. Okay.
And then there is a, I don't want to say unbelievable, but it has a very nice twist at the end of the book. Like the last, probably the last five words have like the final twist.
Okay.
And it was just, it's, you know, it I enjoyed it.
Now, will this book be for 99 cents as well, or?
Yeah. Yeah, this will be for 99 cents.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll look for that in January.
Yep. I want to actually get it to come out on January 1st, but I'm not too sure that if it will be available on from January 1st.
Okay.
At the very latest, it should be on by January 6th or 7th.
Well, you know what, Gavin? After Christmas, everybody's so broke, it won't be that much downloading going on that first week anyway. So I wouldn't even worry about that.
Yeah.
If you don't get out to the second week, it's going to be okay.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. So, Angie, back to you now.
Well, what about our other guest? Don't we have another guy on here that's a guest?
We do. And
he
ain't
said nothing since we've been on the show.
Well, he did. He spoke a little bit.
I've been chiming in.
Okay.
Okay, well, chime on. Come on.
Well, let me. Derek Brunson is a brother that that may possibly be signing with Midwest Publishing Group. Okay, y'all talking shit. Y'all want me to?
I'm taking sinus medicine, sipping some Grey Goose and orange juice.
What y'all saying? How you gonna take sinus? How you gonna do all that?
So she can sleep
okay,
well.
Because I can do that.
I know that's right.
I'm gonna sleep good.
Well, she gonna sleep good. Okay, check this out. Okay, Angie, we're gonna introduce Derek Brunson. He's a brother from Kansas City.
Kansas City.
His brother's a phenomenal brother. He has written a book called Learning to Live, 10 Principles of Success. And I'm going to let him talk to you a little bit right now about that and tell us why it's important that we should be able to get this book.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me on with your fabulous guest. A lot of shit talking. I appreciate that. But it's all good.
I'm glad you talk shit, even though you got the 10 principles of love. Fucking goddamn success.
You know, I
got
to keep it real.
Okay.
You know, keep it real.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Wait. I have a question. Is talking shit one of the principles? Because if so, I'm already halfway there.
That's right.
Talking shit better be one of the principles,
When I go talking to schools and stuff, I can't be talking like this. So no.
Okay, say your name again, because I like to look up people while I'm talking to them on the phone.
Excellent. Derek Brunson. That's D-H-R-R-I-C-K. Bronson, like Charles Bronson.
Okay, Bronson.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Because you are mighty country.
Kansas City?
Where are you from?
I'm from St. Louis.
Kansas City.
Oh, it's like that.
Nah,
it's
he's
like
from Kansas
that.
City. They
it's
country
like
down.
Okay, so y'all going to be like that tonight. Okay,
Kansas City. And you know where I lived for 18 years, Derek?
Where's that?
Columbia, Missouri.
Damn, no wonder you calling it country.
There you go. I got a baby mama.
That shit's fucking country.
I probably know your baby mama, too. But
Damn.
She's right. She's taking it to the bank, so. But no, let's get to the book. All right. No, seriously, but this book is about my life, how I turned it around, because, you know, I was down, I was out, you know, was thinking about suicide, all these terrible things.
Oh, you didn't tell me that shit. Okay.
Yeah, brother.
Go ahead.
But what I did, it was these principles, you know, Think and Grow Rich. You got all these authors like Napoleon Hill, Norman Vincent Van Peel. You got all these guys where it's kind of out of touch for the black readers because it's written so long ago. But the principles, what I did, I took the principles, streamlined them, and made it easier, you know, for us to understand coming from, you know, African-American perspective, but pretty much anybody's perspective, because like you said, you want to reach out to all groups, not just our group, but, you know, all groups. So it's called Learning to Live, and it's a great book. highly recommended.
Okay.
I'm biased, okay, so
is this a self? It's an autobiography or what?
No, actually it's not. It's just 10 principles. I talk a little bit about me. I try to talk from the first person. I never want to point the finger. I hate judging people.
Right.
I'm friends with Red. I'm a freak. I'm out here kicking it too. But at the same time, I like to do more good than bad. So,
right.
You know,
see how he put me in a category and shit.
I can enjoy myself, but at the same time, I'm trying to help people.
Okay.
You see how he put me in a category?
Right.
See how he like Red's a freak.
Derek, you got a website?
Absolutely.
Is your picture on it? You know, I like pictures.
Absolutely.
Hey, she want to see what you look like, man. Okay, he's a light-skinned brother. Are we back in or what?
Oh, hell no.
We're back in. Yeah, we back in.
We ain't back in. She said, oh, hell
no. Hell yeah.
Why y'all going to let us back? All these Tyrese, Eris Alba motherfuckers and shit. They always get it, man. We don't get nothing, man. What's up?
Hey, Red, you know where light-skinned went out? You know
it went out when
Jerry Thurl.
When did it go out, man?
No.
They went out fucked up.
In New Jack City when Wesley stabbed Christopher Williams and said, I never did.
Oh,
like
yeah, you're right. You're damn right. I remember that shit.
From that point on, we were through.
She's light-skinned niggas. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, I'm sorry. We went all the way off on that. But anyway.
We got out.
But, yeah, it's a good book, really. It is. It's a good book. And this brother is going to be he's trying to get it on the talk circuit, you know, get out there and do some motivational speaking and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't take it, but I have to ask. Because
ask the question.
People were clamoring all about the 7 habits of highly effective people. And I went out and bought that book, and I am not a dumb girl by any stretch of the imagination. I got lots of education, and I read very well. But that book
she's an AKA, so you know she's smart.
It was so boring. I have never, and so that I was like,
absolutely.
Is there a point?
No.
Is there a point?
And that's what I'm saying. My book is 128 pages. What the author did of that book is he tried to make yourself seem so smart that you lose your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's boring. You're gone after the first 10 pages because it's just convoluted.
Right.
So what I did is I tried to made it easy, put myself out there, and, you know, just so you know the mistakes I've made. And it's just all the principles that's out there now. You've heard all the major guys, Tony Robbins, all these guys say the same thing. But what I did, I just took all the nonsense out of it, made it easy to understand, and it is very beneficial. I get a lot of good reviews from the people who have read it.
Okay.
Okay, so Derek, why read your book versus the other ones that's out there? Everybody's talking about principles and how to live and how to do right and all that.
Absolutely.
What makes yours unique from those that are out there already?
Okay. The main thing that what I'm saying is it's streamlined. I made it just so easy to read. You can't miss it. I mean, it's not the convoluted pointing the finger, judgmental. You know, I mean, a lot of people are like, is it Christian? Is it God-focused? No. I mean, it's a little bit of that in there where I kind of refer to something, but it's not religious at all because I don't believe in, you know, the religion because I think that's a little bit much. It's just, you know, if you want to change your life, read the book. It's just, it's really simple.
Okay.
So
do you have a background
from
in psychology or anything like that? Therapy?
Absolutely. I got a bachelor's in psychology and I got a master's in occupational therapy. But that is, with that aside, even if I didn't go through that, that's not really where I was coming from. It's just an average person just living life, thinking I was in a gang, thinking, you know, just stupid stuff, flipping cars over on the freeway doing 70 miles an hour, drinking, acting a fool. And then now, you know, turn your life around. You become a professional, get a master's degree, you're making 6 figures and things of that nature. How do you go from A to B?
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying, how I did it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, bro.
But, you know, I feel like the kids.
No wonder that baby mama taking you to the cleaners. Okay.
Oh, yes. She took my ass. But it's all good, though. It's all good.
That's fine. Derek, could I ask a question?
You want her check?
Oh, you're still there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
What is, like, the price of the book, and is it available as an e-book?
Is it on e-book?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, or you can get it on Amazon.com or any of the major e-book retailers.
Okay, cool. What's the...
Okay, so what I'm going to do, we got to, let me see who this caller is right here. It's all ones. I hate when that comes in because it's like they don't want you to know who it is. So, caller.
He wants to know the name of the book, Learning to Live is the name of the book.
Learning to Live, 10 Principles
of...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call.
Hey, Red. Yeah, is this
DV? Yeah, I'm calling from work, man. You know, I'm still stuck here, so... You know, I'm calling you through the work line, so that's the way it come up.
Not a problem, brother. Can you be on for a minute? Or are you
calling an hour late?
You know, I'm sneaking in. You know, if they tapping me on the shoulder,
I'm gonna tell you, Angie is off the chain tonight. She took some drugs and shit. She's all on here talking shit, and you got Carmen. She talking shit. I don't know where Cotton went. She dropped off.
Cotton just got on DV.
Is she on here? Because
I like
the way
that sounds. I like the way that sounds.
She just got on DV. She's on you? She's on you? She is on you.
I call it work for a reason.
Hey, Angie.
Yes.
So what do you think? What do you think about that? Have you ever decided you wanted to write, like, I mean, I know you do everything on your own. But have you ever been offered to do, like, collaborations or anything like that with other authors that write?
I've been asked. I've had one person I said I would do something with, but, you know, I write the first chapter and I send that shit to you and I don't get nothing back in a month and I move on.
No, that's right.
Damn, what the fuck is that about?
Yeah, so.
You know, the reason why I'm asking is I would love to write with you because I know you is as freaky as a motherfucker. And I know that shit would be just off the damn chain.
Well, yeah, that sounds like something we could do. I got to work it in my schedule on that book that's due in 2 days, but yeah.
Well, no. We know you got to get that done. So let's talk about sometime in 2012.
Okay, we can do that.
Write something.
Yeah, okay. We can make that happen.
I appreciate that. That'd be good, yeah. So, I gotta
DV, download
you got
some of your books
again?
Now, so hopefully it's going to be available
well,
for me on Nook, right?
I'm changing them now
okay.
as we speak.
Okay.
All of them is not going to get changed tonight, though.
You ain't got to change all of them. I was looking at the one you had on your website.
Which one is that?
Ma'am, you can't download e-books until after the 15th anyway.
Oh, that's right.
You are on restricted.
Yeah,
but
you got
but
a deadline.
But I can't type at night while I'm laying in bed if I'm asleep, though. See.
Oh, see. Angie be bullshitting. But she don't get it done, though.
Oh, I'm going to get it done. Oh, it's going to get done.
I know that's right. So, DV, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Do you have any questions for Angie? I know you've been working hard and slaving and getting all these Christmas gifts and shit out to everybody going FedEx way and all that, but do you have any questions for any of our guests? We have
Has he been
Angie
listening
Daniels
to the
here,
show?
And we have,
like, I haven't been able to listen. You know, it's
okay.
just been all work. So, like, I ain't really got nothing in front of me, man. They with me, like, you know, like the Jews back in the day. Like, I'm catching it. So,
you're a Hebrew man? Okay. Look, we appreciate you calling in and listening, though, so I'm just going to let you listen then. Do you want me to leave your mic on or what? Because you might get a question, because
I know
Anthony you know,
always,
get freaky.
I always got an opinion
okay.
about something, so, you know, go ahead.
Okay. So Angie.
I'm trying to find out if Gavin's still on the phone and if he got unlimited minutes.
No.
Oh, hey, Gavin, you still here?
Yeah.
Gavin's still there. Go ahead, Angie. Ask.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
Why did you
ask Gavin, are you offended? Are we offending you in any way?
No. Because
I hope we're not.
No.
He like, what he really means is hell yeah.
He's probably coming up with some new material.
Hey, Gavin.
Language, stuff like that.
Don't get upset if I don't give a fuck if you're offended. I'm just playing. I'm just playing with you. Don't take it seriously. You know I'm just playing with you, man. Look, he's a friend of mine anyway. We were friends on Facebook here, and like I said, he's been a member of the Wines and Words Book Club, and he's been doing things with the Independent Authors and Poets Club and stuff. So he knows how I am. He knows I'm fucked up sometimes. But anyway, nobody's
so
trying to offend you. I'm glad you did ask, Angie. Nobody is trying to offend
him.
Huh?
Damn.
You've already been molested,
Rick? I ain't done shit to him. See, I don't know why DV asked that damn question. Everybody think I'm fucked up.
I was messing with Carmen. I didn't think she was really gonna say that.
Man,
I was like,
put
what
on
the hell? When she said, I was like, man, what the hell? He gonna kill me.
For the record, Red Snapper does not like me.
Man,
not want to.
Man, we know you straight, Red. Red, you know we bust your balls simply because we can. We know you straight as an arrow.
Wait, how you gonna put it on me? You Facebooked me that question and you thought I wouldn't ask it, really?
Yes. You know, it's like, no, like,
clearly
because, like, we were chatting. We were chatting. And so she was like, Red said his voice is sexy. I was like, Red was wanting to get on. And so then she said that. I was like, what the hell?
Because I said he had a sexy voice. Only reason why
well,
I said
he does,
that.
Because
women,
I love
I
the men from the
because
island.
Of the accent. Exactly. He got that accent.
They are. I love that accent.
You know, he's fucking them up. You know, that right there is, you know.
Oh,
you know,
that's
what it is. You said it. I didn't accuse him of wanting to
molest
the man.
Yeah.
I just told you what he said.
I mean, if I was really busting, you know, I'd have said something like, you know, accents make red balls tangle. You know, some crazy shit like that. But
you know,
I was
man,
just
messing
around.
I'm going to be nice to you because you
Gavin.
Had fucking work. Okay.
Gavin,
so, yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you still there, Gavin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Women are in Trinidad. Are they freaky?
Yes. Mm. I mean, oops.
Do tell. Do tell.
I think it's a difficult question to generalize like that.
Why is that?
So, I mean, the majority of... Because, I mean, I don't think the general consensus is like that because we have a very diverse culture. You know, it's like half the population of African... Afro Trinidadians, we call them. The next half is East Indians, like Indo Trinidadians. And then we also have like a small sector that's Chinese, Portuguese.
Okay, so the same in the U.S. So are the African women more freaky then?
No. Well, yeah, I would probably say there's freakiness on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask him this question.
Yeah.
Who would you fuck with?
Huh?
Who would you fuck with over there? All these different types of women and shit, and you was going after somebody that was freaky. Which one would you fuck with?
I don't know. I guess.
Come on, man. You writing erotica. Come on, man. You sitting up here writing erotica and shit.
All right.
Trying to act like you don't
you
fuck. What's up?
Well,
you
when you're writing your books, what kind of women do you fantasize about when you're writing the story?
White chicks.
Nice
woman.
Come
on, just go ahead and say it. White chicks.
Like,
oh.
You nasty man.
White chicks.
So it's white girls. Okay, it's pink toes and snow buttons. Okay, I see.
Ain't
nothing
wrong with that.
That's what you do. Okay, not a problem. Where's Cotton, man? She just dropped off. Anyway, okay, so that's good.
Yeah.
So that explains the Harlequin romance type stuff, which is great.
I mean, I haven't finished. It's like, okay, it's a very gorgeous African woman as well as East Indian. So, I mean, my stories, I fantasize about East Indian women. Then also, we call them... Two girls in Trinidad, like a mixture of African and East Indian.
Mm-hmm. So you like the mixed women?
Those are the two. Those are the two predominant races. Ethnicities, I should say. So.
Okay.
Yeah, double women.
It creates a perfect
pervert
score. Is what you're saying?
You know, mixed women and.
So Carmen, you got a passport? You going to see this dude now?
No, I'm going to Trinidad.
You want to go and see if them motherfuckers is freaky for real, because you said you get all these stories that they're supposed to be these
big, long, freaky dudes. Look.
And you ain't, nobody told you that.
If I'm going all the way to Trinidad, I'm going to ensure that I have a good time. I'm going to take you
home. I know that's right.
Carmen,
you're not getting what I'm saying.
I know that's right, Carmen. Let me know when you
want
to go.
Exactly.
Because I'm there.
There we go. Let's go.
Hey, Angie and Carmen. Angie and Carmen. Why don't we all go? Because there's women there, too, that I want to see. I want to see what's up.
Why is everybody
trying to
crash our trip? What did you say, Gavin? You said you'll be our tour guide. Is that what you said?
No, I mean, I wouldn't mind, but I just said...
Angie, you just set this up, didn't you?
What did you say?
You just set this thing up, didn't you?
I guess so.
Let me get it set up. Let me know the date so I know when to get my shit ready to go.
Red, I got my passport. It's ready to be stamped.
I already got a passport.
You may want to slow your roll because, like, even though it sounds nice, I've known two women from Trinidad, and they were very selfish. And when I say selfish, they don't like to reciprocate. You know, it's kind of like, woo, you know. Kind of like that woman's like, yeah, you know, you do me first, and then when you're doing, it's like, yeah, I'm good. You know, that kind
of. What'd you say, Gavin? Is that true? Tell him that's not true. That's not all women.
You have it in all women across all.
You can have that right here in America.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of us that's selfish. I got my moments. I'm selfish, too.
It's like this.
It's all about me.
That's a tragedy. Let's just be real. I might not want my dick sucked. I might just want to do that. You know, I mean, it's okay.
You a lie.
We all get our moments.
I mean, you know,
sometimes I like to give. I don't want to receive. It just depends on what mood I'm in.
That's that Pisces. There you go. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's that Pisces.
I'm sad about you talking about the women are selfish. Aren't we all selfish?
That's right.
We all got
our moments.
Don't you want yours?
No, it's not about mine. Ultimately, what it comes down to is I would hate to be in a bedroom with somebody who's like, yeah, I'm going to give you yours, and then when you give them theirs, because I know y'all women full of shit. If y'all in the bedroom with a dude who's
did
like,
he say that women were full of shit?
Evidently, you must not be doing it right if they all of a sudden changing their mind.
Like, okay, maybe next time. Y'all going to be mad as hell.
Hey, man, what's the problem?
Let that brother come by.
That sounds like a pussy eating issue. That sounds like to me. She don't want to
somebody ain't on their job, so afterwards they don't feel they earned it. See, I usually give first, so then you got to follow my lead.
I know that's right. I gotta come visit my kids, okay?
Nobody said
I couldn't be cool. Okay, no.
So, yeah, what
did you say, sweetheart? DV, you open that up.
I shall, and I did.
Gavin was trying to take part in the conversation.
Well,
go ahead, Gavin. Go ahead. I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you're talking like, you know, giving versus receiving and all that type of stuff. My personal thing is that I believe when you're sharing that level of intimacy with a woman, well, okay, I'm speaking from a male's perspective, of course, when I'm sharing it with a woman, I just believe in giving a woman a complete satisfaction.
Okay, toe sucking.
I mean, it just
shit.
You know, the... Andrew, let me see your other hand.
What's your other hand?
I just believe it.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Everybody laughing, but we need to hear this man speak. I want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah. So, like I said, you know, I just believe in completely satisfying a woman, you know, especially, like, you know, once in love. Because, I mean, I might be a little bit romantic like that in terms of a build. I don't believe in going around and just screwing everybody.
So you believe in one woman? Is that what you are?
Yeah. You know, you're in love with somebody and you want to take that next step of intimacy with them. But, you know, once it's love, you know, it shouldn't matter about giving and receiving and a competition and this and that. It's about loving your partner the best way you can.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember we were all like that.
So you got to be in love to give and receive.
Is Derek still on here?
Yeah, I'm still on here. I'm listening.
Derek, what's your take on that?
You ain't gonna answer that differently. Let me tell you something, man. You ain't gotta be in love. I tell you that. Yeah, thank you.
Tear some ass up. I'm good. I'm a Leo. So.
Hey, look, I'm ready to eat some pussy
now.
All right, Leo. I mean, I eat pussy. I'm ready to jump.
No, I'm a freak.
Well, see, let me ask y'all this. Why y'all ignoring me, though?
Because you're the host.
Right. We ain't call in to hear what you got to say.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, she got you on that one, man. She
did
right
get me, and that's cool. That's why I like having her on the show. I'm telling you, she's off the chain. But anyway, look, that's cool. I liked that. That's fine. You didn't want to hear. Okay, so Darren, get back on it now. Because Angie wants to know. Did you answer her question?
Yeah.
Did I answer your question, Angie?
Which one? Who, Derek? Yeah, you answered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You didn't beat around the bush. I like that.
Straight
to it.
Hey,
I know that's right. Well, hell, he's right about 10 principles of successful. So can I use these principles?
Is that one of the principles? Is that one of your principles?
Remove self-defeating thoughts and replace them with thoughts of strength, power, focus, and confidence. Is that one of them?
What's that for? I missed it.
Hey, she said, was that one of the principals getting some?
Oh, no, that ain't one of
them.
If you do the principles the right way.
Can you use the principles to get it, though? I mean, to
absolutely. You can go set. You got to have the right attitude. You got to have perseverance and determination. You get all the ads you want, besides
okay.
the money and the jobs you want. So, I mean, it all focuses on the same thing. Depends on what you use it for.
Okay.
So you can overcome the gravity of failure and reach new levels of success if you use your book and get some ass?
There you go.
Then why you didn't just call it Learn How to Fuck?
They
so why you didn't just call
the
book Learn to Fuck? 10 Principles of Success. And, you could have did that, man.
You
going to write one of those or what? God damn.
I told you. I'm going to the hip-hop genre next. That's my next audience.
Okay.
I'm going to reach out to that audience. I'm an old ass nigga gonna be on BET 106 and Park. Well, who that old ass nigga up there? Nigga, you know who it is.
Are you gonna rap or are you just gonna tell them how to get
Russell
Simmons?
No. I'm judged on hip hop Fridays and shit. I don't know.
You know, okay. All right, well, you know, we got 27 minutes. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let, since we got all these authors on here, I would like everyone to get a chance to go ahead and tell people how they can get your books and if they need to accommodate having you come in and do a book signing or, you know, book clubs or something like that. And we're going to start with our special guest, of course, Angie, who is off the chain. She can start it off, and then we'll go with Gavin, and then after Gavin we'll go with Derek, and then after Derek all the rest of the authors that are here, if they want to put out their information, we can do that. So let's do that.
All right. Well, you can find my books at bookstores everywhere. Also, ebooks, you can find them on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. My website is angiedaniels.com. My Facebook is author Angie Daniels. You can also find my Sasha Campbell books the same way. It's author Sasha Campbell. Website
sasha-campbell.com. Looking that up right now, Sasha Campbell.
Sasha-campbell.com. That's my website. That's how you can find me.
I'm friending you on Facebook so we can get this Trinidad trip
okay.
together.
That's what's up.
Okay, Gavin, are you still there, brother?
Yep.
You want to go ahead and talk about how people can get your books?
Unlike some of my other colleagues online right now, on air, I don't have any of my work printed, so I can't say, you know, it's in bookstores as yet, but at least it's economical. 99 cents for your Kindle or any device that you could download your Kindle on. That's where you could get all my books. You just have to type in Gavin Clairmont, Gavien Clairmont, and you'll see the list of my books on Amazon.com, and choose any one, 99 cents for a copy. You could also contact me on my Facebook page. It's Gavin Chasing Greatness Clairmont.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a pathetic statement I'm trying to make in my life. You know, I'm chasing great things and chasing greatness as well.
Absolutely.
So you could meet me and contact me, find out. I have a glut of reading material on my Facebook, so you could read some of it and see where I am as a writer, and hopefully it spurs you on to purchase my books. But I don't have any printed as yet, but 2012, I'm looking to print hard copies of my books, and most likely it should be available through Amazon, but I am hoping I can eventually crack the U.S. market.
Okay.
Hopefully 2012, 2013. But for now, 99 cents U.S. for my books are on ebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with Derek. Or Derek, I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Yeah. My name's Derek Bronson. You can actually get Learning to Live at www.learningtolivethebook.com, or you can go to derekbronson.com. The book, like I said, is about just changing your life and taking power over your life, because nobody's going to do it for you. You want to enjoy life, you got to make the changes yourself. You got to do everything yourself. Don't wait on a politician. Don't wait on anybody to come in and try to change your life for you. So it's just about empowerment, controlling your mind first. All change comes from the inside out. You make some more money, you can buy all these authors good books and enjoy yourself. Go to Trinidad and Tobago, hook up with Gavin, and we can do the damn thing out there, for real.
No, that's
okay.
Right.
Are you anywhere else, or that's the only spot you want people to find you on?
You can go on Facebook under DerekBronson.com. Like I said, all the books are on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and all the major e-retailers.
Okay. All right. Carmen.
Yes.
Let's talk about you. Don't you get? You got a book out there, baby. Let's talk about it. You don't want to talk about your book? How to get your book?
Come on now, promotion.
Hello. You're not there.
Hello. Are you making fun of me? What did you say?
No, we're trying to get you to talk about your book, sweetheart, so people know how to get it.
Oh. TrashyBookDiva.com. The book is called Second Chances. It's a romantic suspense novel.
Okay. TrashyBookDivas.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. If you're looking to grow long hair, you can hit me up at www.deeplyrootedbeauty.etsy.com. I sell handmade hair products.
Okay.
Question quickly. Common, it's just Second Chances, right? That's the title.
Yes, that's the title.
Is that what
she
said?
Second Chances? Is that the name of it, Second Chances?
Yes.
Yes. That's okay, cool. Carmen Jones, like the play and movie and stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Dee Dee.
Oh, well, I apologize for coming in late, but I am the co-host of, along with Red, DV Hemp. I'm currently the author of two books with a third one coming out next week, which is an anthology aptly titled Untapped. Everywhere books are sold, I can be found. eBay.
What's your name again?
D.V. Hent, H-E-N-T.
And if you say it fast, it's deviant.
Right, it's all deviant.
Okay.
So, along with Red, I'm also an erotic writer.
Okay, deviant.
With the third book is, like I said, it is an anthology called They Want Untapped. It's a collection of firsts by 10 talented authors. Like I said, it'll be out next week. So, I have more to talk about next week. I'll be harassing each one of you. But you can find, you can find anything that I write, say, or do on both of my websites, the first one being www.naughtyinkpress.com, and the second one is www.nipressbooks.com. And that's it.
All right. Well, I guess it's my turn. Red Snapper, host of Word Sexy Radio. I also have 10 books out. You can find all my books out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, mostly where books are sold. I ain't big enough yet to be having them all in the stores like Angie yet, but I'm getting there. But I do have
doing
a publishing group. I'm trying. I'm doing okay. But
I have a publishing company now. It's Midwest Publishing Group. We have currently myself and three other authors that are signed to the company, and we're going to be bringing some books out. And, you know, I'm looking for a couple of more authors. I'm not going to try to have too many right to start out with, but I want to kind of get this thing going and get Midwest on the map. And we're also going to be trying to do a Midwest version of the Harlem Book Fest. I'm trying to get that started. Well, we're going to be trying to do that in June. So if that works out, we'll get more information on that. We're going to try to get 50 authors to come out for 3 days and sell their books and we'll party a little bit and just trying to get some stuff out, you know. And we're inviting all authors. It doesn't matter. Everybody's going to be treated the same. There's no certain type of authors here and some there, and you ain't made it yet, authors and none of that kind of stuff. So we're just going to bring it out. If you got a book and it's been published and you want to sell your book, we're gonna have a table for you at $150 per table, and we're going to let you go ahead and do it for 3 weeks, you know, 3 days. You know, that's what we're trying to do. So that's what we're going to be working on. And, you know, we just want to, you know, keep this radio show going and have people come on that wants to come on, and we have fun on here. So that's what we do. And I was hoping Cotton was going to come back. She dropped off. I guess something happened. You know, we enjoy having people come on the show and be comfortable. That's why I don't like to put questions out, because I like people to be themselves for a change sometimes when I interview, instead of having to be, you know, pre-made questions and things out that you have to do, watch what you say, and can't be yourself. So Word Sexy Radio is an explicit show. As you know, we've been talking shit all night, and that's what we do.
Is that what we've been doing? Okay.
That's what we're doing. That's what we do. So that's what it's about. People like it. So, you know, the show is growing. It went from a 30-minute show to a two-hour show within a year and a half, 2 years. So it's doing pretty good. A lot of people listen. Want to keep it going. And my thing is I like to have authors that are down to earth come on the show that can be themselves, like Angie, because Angie is just cool. I had her on the show before, and I didn't think she probably didn't know what to expect last time, but she knew this time what to expect.
No, I didn't. Last time I invited readers, this time I knew better.
That's right. So you didn't have no readers get on this time.
See, this time I knew better, because last time I was like, oh my God, I hope none of my readers will listen to this. Well, you know, I have a lot of readers that are conservative. They're more into the Harlequin romance style of my writing. So
right,
when I
right,
come
right.
off like that, they like, what?
When you come off talking about, I'm going to have my nook and I'm going to play it myself while I'm reading.
Right.
I got you.
Wow.
I got you. No problem. But it's all good, though. You know, and
absolutely.
Like I said, you know, this is life. People do, this is what people do. So, you know, some people that play like they don't do that, trust me, they do. But, Gavin, you keep on, man. I know you're still here. You keep writing, man. You keep doing your thing and keep on pursuing your goals and to be a lawyer and all that. And you go ahead on and do that, and we'll keep on doing what we do. And that's
looking
it.
Forward to the release of your book, too. Make sure you friend me. Actually, I'm going to go on your website and befriend you, Gavin.
Yeah.
So when you announce your new book, I'll make sure I download it.
And, Angie,
Right. So you also, when your book comes out, you know, you can come back on the show and we'll give you a segment where you can talk about your new book. And we'll get you back on. That's not a problem. I like to do that. Anybody who's been on here, if they like the show, they can definitely come back. And you can just call in. All the time, you don't have to be invited as the main person. But if you just want to come in and plug for a few minutes and talk about, I got this new book out, blah, 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 you can do that. It's not a problem. But we'd like to have a segment where you can talk about it. You know, that's you know, we'll work that out when you get with me. Because I'm going to start scheduling for next year right now. So since we got one more show next week, and I think that's it for the year. We won't do any more until January. So we'll start getting people that's interested in coming on Word Sexy Radio. And if you're an author with a published book, usually I like to have a copy of the book before you come on the show, but sometimes it doesn't work that way. We like to get something so we can have something to talk about, you know, sometimes, unless we just know you, like Angie, and just don't, you know, not that we don't care about her books, but we do. But we just like talking shit because she talks shit. So we care about your book, Angie. We care about what you write because you write,
well,
like you said, you got this book coming out in 2 days that you ain't got but 10 days.
I got a book due in 2 days. It ain't. even written.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So I definitely want to know how that comes out, the outcome of that one.
Yeah, you have to check with me after the holidays.
Okay, well, I'm going to schedule you sometime in January. Is that okay?
No, you don't need to schedule me again until probably after my birthday, because that book
is your birthday?
Is not going to be done
February. February. So when is your birthday? Well, you can't say. February sometime, I know.
February
22nd.
Right. I ain't shame.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, February 22nd. All right, then, sweetheart, we're going to get you before the end of February or March. We're going to have you on, and you're going to talk about this experience. I know you're going to write this damn thing, and it's going to get done. I know that, but I mean, you got too many books not to. You got, what, 50 books? Shit, 60 of them. What you got all these damn books out there. Ain't no way you're going to not have it done, so we know that.
Yeah,
and
it'll get done.
Thank you for coming on. And,
well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me again.
Not a problem. So, hey, Carmen, let me ask you something before, because I don't want Angie to go yet, but because we got like 13 minutes, so we're not done yet. But, Carmen, what is your next project coming out?
I'm working on something not made for adults. It's a children's book teaching history from a diversity standpoint. We hear so much about American history that doesn't include black people. So I'm working on that, and I am about to start. It's going off to the editor in this month. So it should be coming out early next year.
I would love to have you on to talk about that, but what
you can't talk about little kids on your show.
I know, that's what I was
doing.
Well,
no, I mean, look, here's my thought, though.
We can't say shit on that one.
Oh, yeah. Parents are going to have to buy the books for their children, so while you picking up your next erotica, go ahead and pick up this history book.
Yeah. Well, you're like a main one of the hosts on this show anyway, so you can talk about it. I mean, I want to keep the group going, the four group people that we have for next year, because I think it's very good. A lot of great reviews have been coming in about us talking to each other, and two males, two females going at it, you know, and then with a guest. So I think that we'll keep that going unless you guys don't want to do it no more. We want to keep doing that and have that going, and so that we can talk shit, because normally we talk about relationships too. We didn't really get into that tonight. But we did get a little bit from Angie, though, that she's a dominant one. She's the one that runs shit.
I do have a relationship question we could answer real fast. We got like 14 minutes,
okay.
And we got enough people on the line to get it interesting. And this one is like right up you people's alley because you're nasty freaks.
You people.
You people.
What's up? Okay.
Okay,
go ahead.
Gavin's still on the phone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So keep it PG. Keep it PG.
I love
this
romantic. Go ahead, Carmen. What's the question?
This is Carmen. I promised my husband a menage a trois for his 40th birthday. The problem is, I get to make the rules and choose the woman. I don't know how to go about such things. So, how does she pick a woman?
Okay. Who wants to tackle that one?
Evie?
Damn, why y'all pick me first? Woo. Okay, well, look.
Because you're the resident expert on threesomes.
There are a lot of websites dedicated to finding that third person. Adult Friend Finder. There's Adult Friend Finder. There's, you know, Plenty of Fish. There are people out there that are looking to be somebody's plus one. So, I mean, my suggestion would probably be to go to the internet rather than find somebody you know, because if you find somebody you know, then, you know, a lot of things can go wrong. Keep it professional, keep it at arm's length. And as the woman, you know, you dictate, you've basically set the standards as to what you'll accept and what you won't. So as long as these goals and these stipulations are in place before the threesome goes down, and you find somebody who is just your plus one, not, you know, your next girlfriend.
Replacement.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you should be good.
Yeah, well, basically I was going to suggest what he suggested, and that it's like the cardinal rule, you know, in menage a trois, you know, the third person is always somebody who you don't know.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, you never know what could happen on the night in question, and
you don't want to think, you know, your friend could please your husband better than you, or you might look at his expressions on his face and stuff like that, and or even the expressions on her face, and, you know, she might be real into it. So, I mean, the third person definitely has to be, you know, somebody who you don't know. And, you know, just, it's almost like a one-night stand, you know.
Right.
You come up, you do it, you don't have to see them again. And most
another way to do it is to go to a strip club and pick you a stripper.
No, no, you don't.
Nobody wants to pick up no stripper at a strip club.
You know what, like, my very first book, If You Don't Tell, is essentially about, you know, that very same thing. One of the characters brought in her friend for a threesome, and, you know, things tend to go wrong when you bring in somebody that you're familiar with.
Right.
You know,
your
so, I mean, that's how, yeah, they are. But I like them that way, you know, but they're just extensions of me. So, I mean, ultimately, you know, you want to bring somebody who's going to at least have a professional veneer. Like, look, you know, these are the rules, these are the stipulations, and if you guys never want to see each other again, so be it. But what I would always advise is that you get to know the person a little before you do anything, and that's what, you know, people were so ready to jump into it. You have to get to know that third person that you're bringing into your bedroom just a little bit. Go out for drinks, go out for a movie, who cares? Just as long as you get a feel for who they are. And if they don't seem like the type that's, you know, going to come after your spouse or even come after you, then, you know, I'd say go for it.
Yeah.
Listen to these experts.
I know. I don't need to say
I'm
shit. They said it all.
I don't know what you're saying.
No,
you
I think you should, though. I'm not I mean, to hear a woman's perspective. DB is a host, so he don't count.
Oh, thanks. That makes me feel special. Like, so
Andy,
you
what
said
would
that
you
was
do?
Intelligent. Andy. Just
throw
that.
See,
out.
I was talking shit because nobody was home, but now somebody walked in the house. So, you know, I got to clean up the language.
Oh,
it sounds like Gavin now.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Red, tone it down.
We
got
to go into church mode.
Okay. Well, we got 7 minutes anyway. So, I was going to ask you to answer that, but since you can't now, because someone has walked in, then
she can.
I mean,
she can say they both need Jesus.
But look, y'all said not go get a stripper. Let me tell you, I've done that before, and it worked
out.
See,
I would never do that. Because personally, I would have to pick out the woman, of course. You don't want your man to pick out.
Well, of course.
But,
I mean, yeah. If
no,
it's a,
I need to pick out
the woman.
Then I need to feel some kind of attraction to her to be able to pull that off. And if I don't feel there's any kind of chemistry between the two of us, then it ain't happening.
You're assuming that every stripper is bisexual. You know,
not every
stripper.
I didn't say that.
But I don't want
this.
Who wants the stripper? I wouldn't even look for that. I would do a site like DV said, you know, finding somebody that way.
Discreet, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, the reason why I even said that is because the reason why I said that is because it's been done that way, and a lot of them freelance and do this anyway. You know, it's not assuming that they all, I'm not saying that all strippers are bisexual. I'm saying that is just one avenue that I've seen that it worked, that people have done. So, I mean, I'm not saying that's
not
for everybody.
Put it
if you want to go to a website,
you walk
Adult Finder, and you want to order somebody like that, you can do it that way if you want to do it like that. I mean, however you want to do it is the way you want to do it. But the thing is, you still have to check the personality and stuff before you jump into bed with them anyway. You have to get to know them a little bit. But you don't want to know them too much because, like you said, you just got to be able to find out what they're about. Because
who has to get to know them? She needs to get to know them.
Well, if you want to bring this
the
person into a relationship, you want to
know
something.
Woman
needs to know.
Because
right.
I need to make sure I'm gonna be running things. So I got to get to know her first.
Because you want
to
make sure
the man
running
this bitch and all that.
Yeah, you can't really let the guy run things in that type of situation, especially not picking somebody he want to get with. That's always a bad idea.
Right. Because he's going to give her more energy. He's going to give her more attention and all that. Well, you know, to me personally, I think that, and some people don't agree with me on this, and I'm not saying I'm right, but a lot of times I just feel that even if you're in a threesome, somebody will get more attention than the other one anyway. So, I mean, it just depends, you know. It really does.
Well,
everybody
the person should
got
be getting
the
attention is him, because that's really what it's all about.
Well, yeah, if you're doing it for him, in this case, since he's the one that wants this for his birthday, and she's agreeing to do this, then I guess, then, you know, he should be the one that
benefit.
That should be getting the enjoyment. What if you pick somebody he don't want, though, that he ain't attracted to?
That's tough. You getting it. So shut up and like it.
Oh,
right.
That's fucked up.
You getting it, fantasy.
Because you know what? This is, I mean, understand this. You know, as a man, even if, okay, maybe if she's like, you know, morbidly obese, I would be like, okay, you got stuck. You
what's
know,
wrong with a big
case, would, there's nothing wrong, but if he a little man, it makes for a bad situation.
Well,
know?
I wouldn't pick
damn,
a woman
man,
that
I
wasn't
think,
attracted
I think,
to.
I don't think that the man should be completely out of the picture as far as you just bring a woman home and say, let's fuck. I mean, come on now. We got about 4 minutes.
Right.
I mean, the dude need to be involved a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, a like, woman's going to know what her man likes, though.
Right.
Well, not
but
really.
What
not
I'm
all the time. Cause,
go ahead, please, not all the time.
The thing is,
I don't know if I'm going to give him exactly what he likes, though.
No.
Within reason. Within reason, though.
Right.
He can't have it all.
Okay.
He already got everything he need with me.
You know you ain't going out. If you're 40-year-old, you know you shouldn't go out and get an 18-year-old.
Right.
Is what,
absolutely.
You know, basically, right. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody, and so, like I said, the website will set the parameters for you. Do you like them, you know, tall, short, you know, dark hair, light hair, whatever. You know, it even gives you, you know, do you like them within a, well, I know people who know people.
No,
mm-hmm.
You spit.
Okay. Right.
But what I'm saying is, you get nowadays, you get to pick and choose what it is you like, and not only that, pictures, you know, with these people, you know, clears up a lot. So I mean, you can, you know, show your husband from a distance. You know, is this what you prefer? Is this what you like? And you can go down that list and find, you know, what he prefers, and then try to contact.
Wow. Wow. Well, you heard it here on Word Sexy Radio. You know, if you want to do a threesome, just ask DV and he'll tell you how to do that shit.
Exactly.
he's the damn expert
guy
who knows how to go ahead and pick the bitch. He'll pick the two. He'll pick the two.
I also do orgies.
Right. That's
going
to be
okay,
amazing.
So how much do you charge? Okay.
I didn't say I facilitate it. I mean, I will facilitate. I ain't going to engage, you know. That's
okay.
Not me.
All right. Well, we thank all the guests. Angie, we thank you so much for coming on. I know you wasn't feeling good, but I think you sound really good now, so hopefully this helped you out a little bit. And, Gabby, we thank you for coming on, and hopefully I didn't insult you or anything, because that wasn't the intent.
No, it was good. Again, first.
Okay, and Derek, we thank you for coming on, brother. We thank you for coming on, and you know you can come back anytime. We'll be talking, brother, and Carmen and everybody here, we just love y'all. We just want y'all to keep coming on, and I don't know what happened to my girl, Miss Cotton, but I'm going to have to find out what happened. But we thank y'all for coming on, so tune in again.
Merry Christmas.